The way physicians assess and treat pain has come under scrutiny as the country continues to experience a painkiller addiction crisis. Right now, it is Pain Week in Las Vegas. That is an annual conference for people who work in pain medicine. And we caught up with one of the attending physicians, Michael Clark of Johns Hopkins University. I wanted to ask him about a concept that pain physicians call chasing zero. And I asked him how he deals with patient expectations in his practice when they want their pain absolutely gone, and maybe he knows that's not going to happen.
First of all, we focus on function, and while I would always like to get somebody to zero pain, I think it's more important for them to appreciate that it's better to be doing the things that they want to do with some pain or discomfort than to try and pursue total pain relief before they attempt to do anything in the rest of their life. So that's the setting of the stage. And then it's a question of saying, we're going to work together. We're going to try and find the right recipe of treatment ingredients. And we're always going to be focusing on what's your quality of life, what's your function, and trying to avoid things that will take you down a path that will limit your longevity.
What are some options other than medications that you've seen help patients with chronic pain?
Well, there are many options for treatment that do not involve medications that would depend on the underlying pain problem. There might be situations in which you would recommend different forms of psychotherapy, coping skills training, or problem-solving skills. There are conditions for which you would recommend specific types of physical therapy to try to help the person be more functional and active in their environment. And there are other forms of therapy that might focus on meditation or mindfulness or yoga to help people deal with the anxiety and distress of their condition.
And are those things effective, or do patients look at you and say, come on, yoga?
Sure. I think with any therapy, it's important to have the patient's engagement and acceptance. And that's part of the art of this practice. There are some people for which meditation comes very naturally and is already in some way part of their daily life. So those patients move into this kind of work very easily. There are other people who say exactly that. What are you talking about? And how? I don't have any interest in doing that. So you have to look for another type of therapy that will fit with them.
How do you, give me a scenario, how do you talk to a patient if they are really not into trying those kinds of approaches?
Well, generally I start by asking the patient if they're currently doing well and or satisfied with the type of treatment they're using. And the patient generally says that they're not, or else they wouldn't be there seeing me. As I begin to discuss what's wrong with them and what I think the potential options are, I'm trying to describe for them a recipe of treatment modalities that will come together to help them be more functional. And as I lay those out, I ask them to think about how it is that they could do more, that they could be more engaged with the type of treatment, and that we're trying to move away from just the passive process of taking medications and being focused on pills and illness.
What are some things that you see on the horizon if you're being hopeful and optimistic in terms of treating people's pain?
Well, I think you're going to continue to see a number of medications in the pipeline. I think you're going to continue to see a development of mechanisms by which we try to prevent or avoid the abuse of opioid medications, such as dispensing pill bottles that cannot be tampered with and that will deliver medication at specified times to prevent overuse. And I think that you will see an increase in engagement from the healthcare community at large. We are all trying to think about how to work better together and communicate with one another about best practices. Because the biggest problem we have really is just ignorance. It's well-meaning ignorance, but the everyday practitioner has not been taught about pain, is not comfortable with its various treatments, and so tends to default to what they've always done or what is simplest, and that gets us into trouble.
Michael, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Michael Clark is the director of the Chronic Pain Treatment Program at the Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine in Baltimore, Maryland.